One of the most interesting perspectives about the season of Advent comes from the Jesuit Father Karl Rahner, a giant of theology and spirituality from the last century. And he writes in this prayer to God about this season of Advent. He writes, "Every year, Lord, we roll up all our needs and hopes and faithful expectation into one word, come. And yet, what a strange prayer this is, Lord. After all, you've already come among us. You've already shared this life with us, with its little joys, its long days of tedious routine, and even its bitter end. How could we invite you to do more than you've already done for us? And yet, we still pray, come." I think this is the most interesting, maybe the most profound theological perspective of Advent. Here's why. Advent means arrival. We spend these days preparing for the arrival of Jesus at Christmas, this singular moment where the God of history arrived literally into our midst, coming out of eternity and joining his creation as one of his creation. All this church stuff is a result of that day 2,000 years ago when God arrived, that first Christmas. And we get that. But as Father Rahner explains, even though we celebrate his arriving into our midst as this person, Jesus, we still somehow find ourselves waiting. Waiting for something. I mean, I don't know about you, but I always seem to be waiting for that next best message from God. Yes, Advent is about waiting, but oddly enough, we find ourselves waiting for something that already has arrived, which can be confusing. So here's how I understand it. God is infinite. God is both outside of time and obviously inside of time. Each time we celebrate Mass, God is before the Alpha, and he is even beyond the Omega. He is our origin, our now, and our destiny. And theologians grapple with this curious reality of the nature of God, all the while themselves, along with you and me, living in the present. So praying, coming to Mass, encountering God in the sacraments is both something that we can hold on to, the host, the water, sacred chrism, a moment of real contact with the infinite God now. But these sacraments are also moments of not knowing, because they're mysteries, moments of not understanding, moments of still searching, still hoping, still waiting to understand who God really is in our lives. This, I think, is the underlying meaning of Advent. We're still waiting to understand who God really is in our lives. Now, you've heard me share this with you before, that in theology, there's this wonderful notion that we live in the already but not yet. It's already, because Christ has come already. Jesus has come and gone, giving us the fullness of the truth through his life, death, and resurrection. And so we pray this truth every time we come to Mass. We study this truth in catechism. We live out this truth, really present to us and already fulfilled in Jesus. But it's also the not yet, because we know that we haven't fully arrived yet in heaven, when we will see God face to face and all that is confusing will be made clear, all that is wrong in our lives will be made right, all that is questioned will be answered. So we wait and we hope that one day this complete encounter with the infinite God will actually happen. And we swing back and forth between knowing God and not knowing God. So in a sense, our very lives are one long Advent, a kind of waiting for the awareness of the presence of God in us. I'll say that again. This is Spirituality 101. Advent is a kind of waiting for an awareness of the presence of God that is already in us. This, I think, is the very ground of spirituality. If someone were to ask you, what is spirituality? This would be the answer. It is living with this awareness, waiting patiently for this awareness for God to reveal himself to us in such a way that we notice him already in us. And words like waiting and hoping and wondering about and looking forward to and imagining and excited for the not yet to finally happen come into play in describing us. Now, set that aside and let's consider this charming season of the year, Advent and Christmas. I mean, we love this. The trees are going up. The carols are starting to be sung. The Christmas office party's already underway. Breakfast with Santa was yesterday. I mean, this is amazing. Santa was actually here yesterday, visiting our kids. What are some of the words that describe children during this time? Well, they're the very same words that just described us adults during Advent. Waiting, hoping, wondering, looking forward to, imagining, excited for the not yet to happen in our lives. This is what kids are like this time of year. Remember when you were little and you were waiting for Christmas morning, hoping for that special gift, wondering what time Santa would deliver his packages, looking forward to that magical morning, imagining what might be beneath the tree, excited to rip open the gifts that are not yet here. Kids are just smaller versions of adults. It's just that they're considering Santa and we're considering salvation. So in a certain way, Advent is our annual practice for the ultimate arrival. And it's not necessarily God's arrival to meet us, but maybe it's practice for us arriving at an awareness of the presence of God already. The already, but not yet. It's quite profound. Listen again to Father Rahner's prayer. You've already arrived, Lord, and you already live among us. And yet every year we come back and we roll up all of our needs, our hopes, our faithful expectation into one word, come. I wonder if our prayer, if Father Rahner's prayer, is really a prayer that we might finally arrive at such an awareness of God that it will change our lives. This is what I'm going to be contemplating this Advent season. My arrival into an awareness of God such that it will change my life. I was sitting on the back deck this morning as the sun was coming up. I was drinking my coffee and reading a book on quotes from Father Thomas Merton. And I came across something that explains what I'm trying to explain about Advent, this already of God, but not yet of God. Remember, Advent means arrival. So here's how Father Merton understands this. This is beautiful. Listen to this. He says, we can't arrive at a perfect possession of God in this life, and that's why we go through life in darkness. But at the same time, by his grace, not realizing it, we do already possess him. So in that sense, we have arrived and are already dwelling in that light. But oh, how far we have to go to find you, God, in whom we have already arrived. This is Advent. It's a time where we consider, what are we waiting for? And how can we come to understand that what we're waiting for already has arrived inside of us? This is how God is for me at Advent. So real, so present to me, so arrived already, but also so hard to find, still out there, still somehow arriving in me. Welcome to Advent. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.